The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team. You can do that today if you wish. So, last day of 2024.
You know, I think in years ago, we used to do like a show top 10 moments list, but a lot of times it was like things that happen on the show or during the show. And this is like going back to when we were a nighttime show. Mm-hmm. When we were a nighttime show, games were happening while we were on the air, which was kind of cool because if there was some crazy game winner, we're watching it and we're reacting to it at 10:30 at night or 11 o'clock at night. I mean, we used to do a show. Hell, there was a year where we did our show from 7 to 11, sat around for an hour, and did an extra hour for WFAN.
That is true. We didn't do that for very long, but we did do that.
But I was thinking about this a couple days ago. I was like, we should come up with a top 10 list. But I will admit it, I did not email you. I did not tell Drab.
Right.
I just kind of had that idea in my head. So I came up with the top 10 list, and you can chime in.
Okay.
But I also put up a Scotty's Vodka poll of the day, because we have to do it every day. Mm-hmm. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth. Love throughout the DMV. You can vote at Junks Radio. Here is your poll, and it's specific to DC Sports Moments 2024. What is the best sports moment in DC in 2024? Caps making the playoffs. That, I believe, came down to the last game, Cakes.
I think you're right.
And they had to beat the Flyers?
Sounds correct.
I think it was the Red Wings.
Might have been the Red Wings, but maybe they were, whatever. Caps made the playoffs.
They squeaked in, which we were happy with because, no, trust me, nobody expected them to make the playoffs last year.
I thought it was a pretty big deal when James Wood made his debut for the Nationals.
Yeah, definitely a big deal. A
lot
deal.
Of anticipation.
Yeah.
So big, Eric missed his first at bat.
Did he miss the first at bat because he was in like the club?
He was in like the, it's called the President's Club. Para Club. Vinny and Joe dragged him in there.
You big Nats fan, you missed James Wood's first at bat. Well done.
And then I have two Commanders moments. Cakes was trying to sell me on Alex Saar being drafted number two. I can't put that. Well, maybe that's in the top 10, but not in the poll, which has four options. All right. So the four options: Caps make the playoffs, Hail Mary win over the Bears,
big one,
James Wood debut, or the game-winning drive by Jaden Daniels this week, which lifts him into the playoffs.
I haven't looked at the voting, and I think it's only been up for half an hour, 45 minutes or so. My guess is the Hail Mary has to be the runaway winner at this point. I'm going to guess it's got 80% of the vote.
Well, let me just say this. James Wood and the Caps making the playoffs have a combined 6%.
No. Oh, no.
So you can vote on that. But I did come up with my top 10 list, and just because Cakes was lobbying for it, my number 10 top sports moment in 2024 is the Washington Wizards draft Alex Saar.
Thank you for throwing that bone.
Well, it's not just the drafting of Saar, but wasn't getting the number two pick kind of improbable?
It was an upset for them.
Yeah, it was an upset.
They vaulted, I think, two spots because I think they were supposed to pick fourth.
And I think it officially signified the complete teardown and rebuild, which is happening right now.
I mean, everybody knew
it
that
really
was happening.
Started a year ago.
Right.
But it has gotten to another level this year.
We're officially into season two of the full-blown rebuild for the Wizards.
If you want to chime in with your top sports moments for 2024 or kill me on mine, it's fine.
You can do that.
And you can chime in too, Cakes. My number nine, because I wanted to sneak in the locals, and it was was the Caps making the postseason.
Okay. That's top 10 worthy.
If you
worthy.
Think about last year, it's changed now with the Commanders.
Yeah.
But last year, we were lamenting that we're doing a sports radio show in D.C.
Yes.
With the Nationals, who haven't had a winning season since they won the World Series. Mm-hmm. It's now been five seasons. We have the Wizards, who are an abomination.
Right.
the Commanders with Ron Rivera were 4-13.
Hideous.
So to even just get a team to sneak into the playoffs on the last day, it was a big deal.
You got
to
get something.
Sadly, it didn't last very long, but just getting into the playoffs was a big deal.
Nobody expected much out of the Caps once they made the playoffs. I mean, they were facing the Rangers. The Rangers outclassed them, which, by the way, I know this is a side note. I mentioned this to you like half an hour ago. Peter Laviolette's head is basically on the chopping block in New York because the Rangers are in last place in the Metro.
So that's my number nine. Those are both local. The rest of mine are, besides one, are mostly national. My number eight top sports story, you got to throw in the Super Bowl. Chiefs went back-to-back. Taylor Swift was there.
Right.
It seems like...
We don't need... You know what? The Chiefs get over-talked about everywhere else. We don't need to over-talk about
them. That's why I don't have them that high. Yeah, it's number eight.
It's fine.
Number seven...
The Chiefs are good, okay? It makes the top 10.
Newsflash, Chiefs are good.
We understand.
I mean, it is the Super Bowl. It's a pretty big event.
I know.
If you talk about top sports events
in 2024. And it is back-to-back.
Yes. And Taylor Swift was there.
By the way, I might have to reignite my Jaden's season is better than Patrick Mahomes' this season, but that's an argument for another day.
Keep doing that.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you put the numbers side by side? They're pretty good in Jaden's
favor. I'll look
at
15-1 in game-winning drives.
Okay. I look at stats. I look at stats you put on the box score.
Home stats are pretty good, especially
late. You know what else I look at? 11 dubs for Jaden, and that hasn't been done in 30-plus years. It's pretty good.
Pat's got 15.
Okay. Well, he squeaked in a lot of games.
And Jaden hasn't.
Again, I said this is an argument for another time, but I'm over here waving the flag.
All right, number seven. I think this was a huge deal. Jim Harbaugh in Michigan wins the national championship. Yep. Harbaugh leaves for the Chargers and immediately lifts them to the playoffs.
Right. That I did not think he'd have them in playoff contention in year one, but I guess I'm just
one of my bold predictions.
Discounting his entire career because that's what he does.
I have them winning a playoff game in my bold predictions.
That could happen.
Number six is a huge deal. It was a huge story on this show. We definitely spent a few days talking about it. Maybe it should be higher. Scottie Scheffler getting arrested was a big deal.
That was a massive deal for a minor traffic infraction.
Hey, that was a wild show because that happened like at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it happened in real time.
It shifted our show that day.
Yeah. I guess in the start of the second round of the PGA Championship.
Yeah.
Oh God, I love breaking stuff when it happens on the show.
It rarely happens because we're on so early. Like the breaking news usually happens like at 10:30, 11, noon. Doesn't usually happen like 7 a.m.
And it was one of those stories too where you first hear about it, and then you just speculate, like, right. Well, what the hell happened?
Right.
And also, what made the story, I guess, very relevant is that Scottie's just was running away with, like, the world number one.
Right. Yeah.
Basically, the front runner to kind of win at Valhalla.
Mm-hmm.
But it is pretty stunning that the guy's going to the golf tournament, he's the number one player in the world, and he's in handcuffs.
Well, there was an overzealous cop.
No,
couldn't and
then
wait
he played. Then he played. Yes. He played hours after being in jail and being processed.
It was a wild story.
Played.
I can't remember.
Shot. I think he shot like a 68 or 67.
Did they hook him with like the tee time, or did he get pushed back because of weather? I can't even remember.
No, I think he was. They didn't hook him in terms of tee time. I think his tee time was kind of later in the morning. It was like a 9:30, 9:50 tee time.
Yeah. So he got booked and processed quick.
Then he got arrested like around 6:45, taken to the jail, processed, I guess, made bail, came back out, shot a 67.
Yeah. It's pretty stunning.
All right, number five is, you might have a problem with it, but I think that she deserves to be on the list somewhere.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark scored 41 points in the rematch against LSU, which was the quarterfinals of the NCAA tournament, beat Angel Reese, which had been a huge story the year before. She made it to the Final Four, made it all the way to the championship. South Carolina beats her. I don't even know how to term it, but Caitlin Clark has to be on the list of top moments for the year.
She was a massive story.
And I guess if you have to single out a game, it would be that game against LSU where she put up 41.
She's probably too low on that list.
Should be higher.
Caitlin Clark was like one of the stories of the year.
It was a big
sure.
one.
Definitely.
Yeah, you might have a problem with my number four, but everybody watched it.
Okay.
It was exactly what I expected, which was awful.
Oh, no. I know what you're going to say now. The Mike Tyson, the Jake Paul fight.
Yes.
Oh, that made the top five?
That's four? Must have been a slow year in sports.
Pro boxing bias.
Are you telling me that wasn't one of the biggest sports moments of the year? Everybody watched it.
Yeah, and everybody regretted it instantly.
Everybody regretted it. Did you watch it?
Unfortunately, yes. I did.
Mike Marge, you watch it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Drab, did you watch it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Everybody watched it.
Not proud to say I did watch it. I watched that debacle.
A guy's almost 60.
Yeah.
That's the sales job that Jake Paul and everybody did.
Yeah.
You watched the guy that was almost 60 box.
Yeah. You know what?
He wasn't even
I'll
good.
I'll never do it again.
The last time that he boxed as a pro.
Again. I can't do the Bush
fool me once.
I don't remember.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. Never again.
Never fool me again. Yeah. Whatever he says.
Yeah, but I mean. 100 million people watched the movie Carry On Netflix this past weekend. Right. That doesn't mean it's the top movie of the year.
No, but it was actually kind of entertaining. I liked it.
It was okay.
I thought it was decent.
It was okay.
I mean,
2 hours.
I said, poor man's Die Hard.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
I'll tell you this. If I watch Mike Tyson in a sanctioned or non-sanctioned bout, I will withdraw all of the funds out of my 401k and chop it up equally amongst everybody here and even the two dogs that aren't here. That's my free bet to the rest of you because
nice.
It will never happen. It will never, ever, ever, ever happen.
All right, so my top three moments... I don't know that you would guess this. Do you want to take a guess at one of my top three moments, Cakes?
Your top three. Did Luka do something noteworthy in 2024 that I'm spacing? I don't know.
No, it's not a Luka moment, although he did make the NBA Finals.
Okay.
That was nice. It's the Olympics.
Okay.
The USA basketball team. They were in a major hole and looked like they were going to lose in the gold medal match. To the Joker and Serbia.
I don't think that would have made my top 300 sports moments of 2024.
You didn't remember Steph Curry going ballistic with four straight three-pointers?
Doesn't move me. It's not on my radar.
Would any Olympic event, like Simone Biles or Noah Lyles...
Are they making... Texas Hold'em.
hey, that'd be a silly event.
Because that'd be all. I'm all in.
The most memorable thing from the Olympics is the dude with the gun that looked like they pulled him off the street.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What about the breakdancer?
Yeah, the breakdancer.
Oh, yeah, breakdancing too.
She was the biggest story at the Olympics. Bigger than
much bigger than the U.S. winning gold.
Bigger than the hoops team.
Yeah. I thought that in terms of a sports moment, that was classic. And... They really did look like they were about to lose, and Curry just hit unbelievable shot after unbelievable shot.
Yeah, maybe it's just because you're still a big NBA mark, but that would not make my top 300 sports.
All right, so
moments.
Number two is local related.
Okay, good.
Play the NFL music. It's the NFL draft, and the Commanders drafting Jaden Daniels, number two. Of course, quarterbacks were drafted 1, 2, 3. It was Caleb. It was Jaden. It was Drake May. The Commanders get their guy in JD5.
Have we thanked Ryan Poles enough, the GM of the Bears, for taking Caleb Williams instead of Jaden Daniels? I don't think we've thanked him quite enough.
Didn't we send him a care package?
We did, yes. But I think we should send him more. I think we should give him more because he made it just a spectacular misstep, at least through one season.
Cakes, what's my number one sports moment? If you have to think about the landscape of sports this last year in 2024.
So it's not a local moment. Biggest sports moment.
Exciting moment.
Exciting
it was
moment.
A great moment in sports.
Great moment in sports. I mean, you had the Olympics at number three. I can't believe that. I don't know. It's escaping me. Something huge happened that I'm just completely spacing on, Valdez.
Think about the big sporting events in the big four sports.
You know what, Cakes, I got? It's the World Series.
It is the World Series. Freddie Freeman, walk off, grand slam. That was a moment. I don't remember if I yelled.
I'm just being honest.
I don't remember if I yelled in my house, and I'm a pretty calm viewer of sports.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Baseball cakes? You can't even remember it?
It's barely registering over here.
Freddie Freeman walk-off grand slam.
I remember the Dodgers won, but I don't remember how it happened.
He remembers the Dodgers won. It's like 2 minutes ago.
I'm supposed to remember that happened?
If I prompt you.
No.
Even prompted.
You could have brought in a pallet with $1 billion and said, how did the World Series end? And I would be like, I don't know.
Hey, yeah. What JP doesn't understand, I was being sarcastic when I said World Series.
It was his number one moment.
Well, what would your top moment be?
The Hail Mary.
The Jaden Hail Mary?
Yeah, it's kind of the low-hanging fruit, yeah. But it turned the season around completely for the team.
Yeah.
I mean, something that doesn't happen very often in the NFL.
It's way more memorable than Freddie Freeman hitting a home run.
I mean, it was...
I know that.
I mean,
that
national media was talking about it for weeks on end.
Cakes, I think you're going to be embarrassed. I think most of these lists, sports lists you'll see today, will have the Freddie Freeman play.
First of all, I won't look at those lists. Second of all, I would never be embarrassed by a home run.
I think most people would agree that it was probably the most iconic moment of the year.
Okay,
I'm just saying, as a viewer, the Hail Mary was awesome too, and maybe I, because it's a regular season game, I didn't put it in the top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, at the time, the Bears were 4-2. What was the Commanders' record at the time?
All of you old souls want to just worship at the altar of baseball? No. Go right ahead.
No, I just thought, as a viewer, as a sports viewer,
yeah.
That was the most awesome moment of the year for me.
No, the most awesome moment of the year, it was Charlie Woods' hole-in-one at the PNC Championship.
This is where we're going to have to part ways, Valdez, because I will not be able to agree with you on that.
Look, I didn't send the email... Next year, 2025, we can remember, we should each do our top 10 lists and put it up like we did with our
Top five. We'll do a top five.
Yep. We'll definitely do that for 2025. All right, when we come back, we'll get into why isn't Jaden Daniels getting more MVP love for winning that massive award with the season he's put together as a rookie here with the Washington Commanders. We will do that next on The Fan. Before we get into the Jaden for MVP talk, I should mention... What better way to kick off 2025 than with the first Cakes Classic of 2025?
Ooh.
It's on New Year's Day. New Year's Day is the first Wednesday of the month, so that's tomorrow night at MGM National Harbor. Would love to see all the D-gens turn out in force tomorrow night, 7:15. You know how it works. Cards are in the air. It's always a good time.
You know what's funny about Cakes?
Play some poker.
He'll stay up later for the Cakes Classic than he will for New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. That's not even close.
I actually was thinking about doing this maybe next year. Like, we've had this New Year's Eve party. My wife said this is the fourth year we're doing it. I'm like, I don't know. And you kind of figure things out along the way.
Yeah.
And so we added the singer this year. But I actually looked into it, didn't pull the trigger of hiring some dealers.
Okay.
And setting up like a poker table and a blackjack table.
Oh, really?
Because I got space in the basement.
Interesting.
Now, some people are bringing their kids. Mm-hmm. The basement's going to be pretty much for the kids.
Yeah.
And upstairs, people are going to be having the cocktails. Mm. We have, you actually know this bar. You maybe don't remember it that much. But we had a bar in my parents' house, which actually came from Puerto Rico, which actually came from Ecuador, whatever. Yeah. It's been passed down the family. My dad liked it. My tio Arturo, in his will, passed it to my dad.
Family heirloom.
But it's heavy as F.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, sure.
We moved it upstairs to set up the bar.
Okay.
But we have a space in the basement, which is kind of empty. Me and Isabella play like one-on-one soccer down there. Now she's starting to grow out of it. You could easily put... Don't you have a poker table?
I do, yes.
You could easily put a poker table down there.
Definitely have a poker table in the basement.
Yeah, that might be 2025.
Yeah. Good.
Then you'd stay longer.
I might. If a poker game breaks out of the basement, I might stay longer. That's true. But anyway.
Cakes Classic tomorrow night.
Yes.
MGM National Harbor.
Yes, correct.
I'm going to MGM National Harbor in a couple weeks.
Very good.
Four.
Hold on. What are you going to MGM National Harbor for? Can you give me a hint? You seen somebody in the theater?
I've actually been to this show before.
Oh, I think I know what it is. Are you going for some sort of Dancing with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars.
At MGM National Harbor?
No, you know what? My wife did the Dancing with the Stars. By the way, behind the scenes, yeah. I didn't even know it. My wife tells me one day that Drab's wife reached out to him. I'm like, okay, whatever. She reached out to him. I guess Drab, through his wife, was trying to get my wife and her dance partner to do that on the holiday show.
Oh, yeah. I was just throwing that out there. I was just trying to come up with ideas. Thought it would be funny of a surprise appearance.
A surprise cuckolding.
Between Alexei. What's it? Alexei and Jess? I don't remember the guy's name. Vladimir.
Now you're making me forget his name. Alex.
Hello, it's Alex. I'm ready to dance.
You guys wouldn't have liked that if we're just sitting there and out of nowhere, the music hits and Alex and Jess come.
There's a tango
down.
And salsa.
I'm going to do a traditional dance with Jess at MGM. Then we retire to the suite. And JP's still doing show. He'll never know.
She said she was going to check with him, but I never heard back. She didn't. Okay. She was not thrilled for it, so right. I didn't really want to push it.
Right. I think she's done with that dancing bit.
Right.
She liked it, but the reason why we're going is because that night, like, Farley came out, mm-hmm. Chris Farley and his wife, and a couple of my friends and their wives came out to support, and it was a big charity thing, and they spent a lot of money. And that night, Jester out there like, maybe we should all go to Dance with the Stars. And then I said, well, maybe the ladies can go and the guys can hang out at like Voltaggio and then go gambling.
It's probably a better
so that's
route for you.
What we're going to do.
Yeah.
Got tickets through my guy, Mike Beasley. Mm. The ladies go to the dance show.
Yeah.
And then they meet up with the fellas afterwards. Then we just all hang out together.
Yeah. Very good.
As kind of a thank you to the group. So, yes, I'm going to Dance with the Stars. I previously went with my mom and, mm-hmm. you know, the Frasers.
Yep.
I went with octogenarians.
That's fine. It's all good. Okay, so we wanted to get into Jaden for MVP. Should he be more in the mix? Should he be more in their conversation for the season that he's putting together for the Washington Commanders?
So when you threw out this question, I actually want you to do it because I can't do a Cakes voice. It made me think of,
Have you ever heard of Josh Allen and or Lamar Jackson and their exploits?
Exactly. That's what comes to mind. And then, have you ever heard of Sam Darnold? Like, if you actually think about the MVP, obviously the guy with the best stats this year is actually Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Better stats than Josh Allen. Josh Allen's close because when you combine, you know, the rushing touchdowns, the passing touchdowns, he's right up there with Lamar. And their guys having great years. Joe Burrow's having a great year, but his team's 500 right now and probably going to miss the playoffs. Jared Goff is having a great year. But Sam Darnold, the Vikings have the same record as the Detroit Lions. It's stunning, and nobody wants to give him his shine, but if you look at the numbers that your guy, because you made the bold prediction.
I was all
your
over.
Guy, Sam Darnold,
that was my
is
guy.
Delivering. He's having a much better statistical year than Jaden Daniels. So I do think Jaden Daniels should be in the running, okay, like of the top 10.
Again, but you're also completely discounting the rushing element. Like when you're comping Sam Darnold to Jaden Daniels, you're only thinking about
I'll just do combined touchdown.
Okay, but I mean,
he's not up there with combined touchdowns.
But Jaden has 31 as a rookie. And he's not. And
okay, the rookie should.
He's not throwing the ball to Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and TJ Hockenson. Like, he's not throwing to that cast of characters.
I understand, but the fact that he's a rookie shouldn't be a factor in an MVP voting.
I'm just stumping for my guy. I'm just stumping for Jaden.
Should he be in consideration? 800-636-1067. Yes, the team has transformed from a 4-win team to now 11, likely 12 wins, largely because they drafted Jaden Daniels, he's had an amazing year.
He's a +7 in the wins category.
He's definitely top 10 for MVP. I'd have to figure out exactly where I'd put him, but I think Lamar, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold are more deserving. Then you can talk to me about where he should fall.
I also just, like, I look at the fact that he's leading a team that just coming out of the wreckage of the Ron era, where all of Ron's basically first and second round picks either aren't on the team or aren't performing. I think they're all gone. I mean, aren't all of the high picks gone that Ron picked since he's been here? Jamin, Chase Young, Forbes. Who am I missing? I mean, there have to be others that are in there, sprinkled in there. I mean, he's doing it with nothing. Some of those other players that you're mentioning have much better supporting cast. That's why I would throw some of my support behind Jaden Daniels. I know he's not going to
I'm
win
fine
it.
With some I'm, of your support, but would you vote for him as MVP? You'd vote for him over Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson?
I'm very biased. I probably wouldn't, but I would seriously consider him.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I would even have him number four, but I can't get past those top three. And Darnold, it's kind of snuck up on me because I haven't really paid that much attention. Then all of a sudden you look at it, he's already got 4,000 yards with 35 touchdowns.
Now, he does have 12 picks, but, I mean, Baker has 15. That's another guy. Baker Mayfield is getting overlooked because of what Josh Allen and Lamar are doing, but he's throwing for 39 touchdowns. Now, he has 15 picks, but he's airing the ball out a lot. He has 538 attempts.
And he's just getting disrespected because he's done it before and he was off to a slow start and he doesn't have the gaudy stats.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes has led a team to 15 wins. 26-11 is very similar in terms of the passing stats to Jaden Daniels. All right. And look, he's got a couple of rushing touchdowns. He doesn't have, you know, 900 yards.
He's not going to rush for 900 yards like Jaden is. And I mean, he never would. I mean, he can move. He can create with his legs, but he's not a rushing quarterback.
Right. Like some of the analytics, like him in there. The reason I think the Chiefs are number one in third down percentage, the reason is because of Patrick Mahomes. So does he deserve consideration? Yes. And I don't have a problem if you put him at number four or number five. I don't think he gets into the top three.
No, I don't think he gets in the top three either, but I mean...
Valdez or Drab, do you put Jaden Daniels in the top three of your MVP?
I can see the argument for it, but if I was voting, I would probably have him at five, in the fringe of the top five.
Five's pretty
but
good
I could,
for a rookie.
I can understand.
That's really good.
We didn't even throw in Saquon Barkley.
I said in my preseason prediction that he will garner more MVP votes than C.J. Stroud did as a rookie.
Okay.
So I kind of have him in that tier, and probably more votes than CJ. But I can hear the argument for top three, but it, personally, if you're making have my list, he's not in my top three. He's five or six.
Give me your top three. We were focused on the quarterbacks. I didn't mention Saquon definitely deserves to be in the discussion.
I think it's Lamar, Allen, and Saquon.
Yeah.
Mahomes, I would put Mahomes four, Jaden five, Goff six.
And no Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold's going to win my comeback player of the year.
Very good. Like how you have that carve out. Solid. Yeah, I mean
Darnold's stats are favorable over Goff, and they have the same record.
Yeah, you know what? Darnold over Goff.
I thought Darnold
voting,
would be good. I didn't think he would be 35 touchdowns good.
Like, well, then you also got to throw Baker in there.
Yeah, Goff has one more touchdown to Darnold, so I stand corrected. And Darnold has two more interceptions.
You know, Darnold.
So Goff slightly better statistically than Darnold.
Did Minnesota beat Detroit?
Well, we're going to see what happens here in the last week.
I know, but if they go 2-0, then Darnold. And you know what? Burrow's in the discussion too. But the team has to make the playoffs for that to happen.
Yeah. Well, I think Jaden will, if I had to guess right now, I think Jaden will definitely be top 10 of the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to finish sixth.
Do I want to place a futures bet on Jaden winning an MVP by a certain year?
How about you just do
it? I think it could happen.
How about we just have a little friendly $2 wager?
All right.
Thanks to our guy.
Yep.
Forgetting his name right now.
Terrence. I think that's right.
I think Terrence wanted to spice up the show, gave us a bunch of $2 bills for bets. So I say six. Do you think it's going to be better, like top five or lower?
Ooh, am I betting Jaden top five? top five.
I'll bet
MVP.
Six or lower.
Sure, for $2. It's not even a big blind at MGM.
Put it in the book, Valdez. Valdez keeping the book now.
Jaden top five. Why not? Let's do it. Let's get him in the top five MVP voting as a rookie. That'd be fantastic.
I think right now, according to FanDuel, he is tied for seventh.
Liking my bet then.
Josh Allen, Lamar.
You're pretty good.
Far beyond. Barkley third, Burrow fourth, Darnold fifth, Goff sixth, and Mahomes, Herbert, and Daniels all 50-1.
Ah, okay. Mm. Got it. All right, scheduled to join us coming up at 9, Brian Robinson from your Washington Commanders. That should be coming up at 9 a.m. here on the Junks. This portion of the Junks brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Well, then grab a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now. At don'tsleepenergy.com, you can use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you, yes, you, radio listener, makes you great. Don't forget that.
So I saw this story a couple days ago, and I actually thought of Valdez first.
All right. Valdez came to mind.
Because Valdez has been pro jugs more than anybody for a couple of years.
Okay.
He said that they were making a comeback.
Okay, yes.
Right? That was kind of his brand.
Yeah, that was my big thing. Yes. Sydney Sweeney made boobs popular again in 2024.
It's Brett. I want to vote for underbutt. Put that on the list.
But, yes, exactly. Sydney Sweeney was bringing jugs back.
Yes.
It's one of Valdez's mottos. Mm-hmm. He firmly believes it. So I thought of the...
I do have Valdez's top 10 boobs ranking right here. It's like a fourth grade book report, collated and everything.
So
I have it right here.
This is not our official poll of the day, but I just put this on our IG.
Yeah.
You can follow us, Sports Junkies Radio. Give us a follow because you're going to want to look at this picture.
Yeah.
And I put it up as a poll. So here's the headline. I know when Cakes does the EP, he always goes, headline. Headline. Internet picks sides in the Sydney Sweeney versus Sydney Thomas face-off.
Okay.
All right. Do you remember Sydney Thomas?
Yes. She was the blonde silly that was... How did she get famous? Oh, she was... Coming back to this, she was the ring girl at one of the ring girls at the Tyson Paul.
Yeah, you know, if they bring her back and Tyson does another fight or the Paul brothers do another fight, I'll probably watch.
Yeah, bring her back. Make sure she comes back for the rematch.
So both of them are well endowed up top. I would say if I have to vote, I think Sydney Thomas is prettier.
Hmm.
Are you a Sweeney or Thomas guy?
It's very divisive. This is very divisive.
I know you watched White Lotus.
I did. I discovered her in White Lotus. Don't listen to Drab T-Shirt, who claims to have discovered her because she's from like the Tri-Cities area. Or she's from the state of Washington.
Or did he watch Euphoria? Was she on Euphoria?
She was on Euphoria. Hopefully Drab didn't watch that because he's about 15 to 18 years out of the demo to watch Euphoria.
If you had to vote.
I watched a few of the clips from that show.
If you had to vote, this is a deep topic here. It's a face-off, according to the internet. Sydney Sweeney or Sydney Thomas?
I know who I'm voting for.
I'm Team Sweeney all the way. I mean,
Team Sweeney.
My hometown girl.
That's a home, you're sleeping on the fact that she's from Richland.
Right.
Are you Thomas Valdez? I'm Thomas.
Well, this is why you can't compare. It's because Sydney Sweeney has 6 years of gravity.
So she's older.
Yeah, Sydney Sweeney has six more years of gravity that she's had to deal with over Sydney Thomas.
How old is Sydney Sweeney?
27.
27 years old, okay.
Again, you can see the pictures, which I didn't create the headline.
Yeah.
Face off. Go to Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram, and you can vote.
That's going to get more hits than anything it's been for weeks, maybe months.
I know. You're going to get reported for sensitive content soon.
Where does Mike Maher stand here?
I mean, this is like one of the toughest decisions of 2024 so far, but I'm saying in a close battle, Sydney Sweeney, just because, you know, Sydney Thomas, she's just a random broad that was carrying around, you know, carrying around a car.
I do like that. I mean, how old are you?
25.
I mean, you're the only guy that's 25 that has used broad in a sentence, I think, in the last 10 years.
But it's an absolute pick 'em.
So her resume,
the spread's a pickle.
Is affecting you. But let's say you didn't know anything about their resumes. And both of these lovely ladies.
They're your New Year's Eve party.
Walk into your New Year's Eve party. Who is, to use an old school, who are you macking on first?
Macking on. Well, when you put it like that, you know, then I'm Team Thomas. Again, pick them. Hold on. One of them was touched by God. The other one was built in a lab.
It's a very good point.
I mean, Sydney Sweeney is all natty.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we talking about here?
Right. It's a very valid point you bring up, Drow.
Can we confirm that Sydney Thomas is surgically enhanced?
I mean, I can't confirm it.
Let me look again. Yeah, it looks enhanced.
I mean, I don't know.
You know what?
Come on. What is this?
Drab's an expert.
Your first time around the block, Valdez?
Yeah. Hey, at 21, they move different.
Yeah. It's a very good point.
I mean, how do you know Sydney Sweeney's not enhanced?
You could tell. I don't know. You could tell. I mean, what do you mean?
I don't know.
They hang differently.
Her entire thing was that her mom, she was going to get a breast reduction in high school. Her mom told her not to, that someday she would appreciate it.
I haven't done the background research.
I do remember that nugget.
That nugget probably came from me.
It probably did. But that's okay. You should know about her. She's one of the treasures of the Pacific Northwest, Drab.
Absolutely.
You should have some background info on her.
I'll get this up on our Twitter as well, at Junks Radio on Twitter. The face off. Seems like there's kind of a split. And Mike Marr just
What horny sites are JP perusing?
That's what I need to know.
Yahoo Entertainment.
Oh.
Yahoo Entertainment, my friend.
Nobody trust me. You're the only guy clicking on Yahoo Entertainment. I've said this for years. The only thing people are going to Yahoo for. Some might go for email, this guy.
And this guy.
Fantasy football, and maybe some finance news. Nobody's going to Yahoo for anything
JP's
else.
Algorithm's corrupted.
Yeah, it is. It's all beat up.
Yeah, was that a suggested for you article?
It's called show prep.
Yeah, FYP page.
Yeah.
I don't even know what FYP means.
I don't know what that is.
All right, Boomer.
We're old.
We're out of the loop.
Put the fries in the bag.
Now I'm putting FYP in my search bar.
Is it a show?
I don't even know.
Oh, it's the For You page.
It's your algorithm. It's your algorithm.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
On TikTok.
You think I'm on TikTok? I mean, JP's TikTok adjacent because his daughter's an influencer on TikTok.
But I don't have TikTok either.
I know that dog doesn't have TikTok. Zippy chance. All right, when we come back, scheduled to join us, Brian Robinson from your Washington Commanders. They're playoff bound. They have 11 wins. Hopefully, we'll talk to B-Rob next here on The Fan.